Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So on Monday, we did our annual end-of-year news quiz. We thank our guest quizmasters again, Steve Earle, Dominic Carter, Peter Coy, and Richard Wolf. And you answered the question so efficiently, you people. We gave away so many of our Brian Lehrer Show 30 Issues in 30 Days limited edition tote bags that we had about 30 questions left over. So we'll do some news quiz part two this hour, a few more next hour, and have a little more fun, and maybe we'll give away a few more tote bags. So our lines are full. As people finish up, if you want to be a contestant in the news quiz, remember the phone number, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Were you paying attention in 2008? Howard in Brooklyn, were you paying attention in 2008?
I was trying.
Okay. We will even let you pick your category while supplies last. So would you like a question from the election, the news from New York, culture vultures, or miscellaneous?
The election.
Okay. So as of this writing, which U.S. Senate race is still undecided?
Minnesota.
Minnesota is right, where the recount for the Norm Coleman-Al Franken race is ongoing.
Franken's ahead by 40-something votes.
By 50 votes as of the papers this morning. And apparently, if this is certified, Coleman would then have 7 days to challenge the board's conclusion in court, which is almost certainly going to happen. So they may not have a senator at all. The new debate is, can they seat Franken as a provisional senator while the court cases wend their way? So that's pretty interesting. And you got one right. All right, another election question. When the financial crisis first hit in September, what was John McCain's infamous response? And I'm not talking about suspending his campaign. What words did he speak?
The fundamentals of the economy are strong.
So, and you got it exactly right. The fundamentals of our economy are strong. Spoken at a rally on September 15th in Jacksonville, Florida. And by that afternoon in Orlando, he had refined his message saying, quote, "My opponents may disagree, but those fundamentals, the American worker and their innovation, their entrepreneurship, the small business, those are the fundamentals of America, and I think they're strong." So he had to do a quick redefinition of fundamentals to weasel his way out of that, but
yep.
I guess it didn't work. Okay, third question for the Brian Lehrer Show tote bag. What U.S. senator was the subject of an emotional video tribute at the Democratic Convention in Denver?
Ted Kennedy,
of course, was not senator.
Yay!
Howard in Brooklyn, you're a 2008 Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar. You can use that for bragging rights at your New Year's Eve party tonight.
And absolutely.
And we will throw in the Brian Lehrer Show 30 Issues in 30 Days tote bag. Congratulations.
I want to add one more restaurant that went out of business, by the way. The Greens on Montague Street was there a long time, went out of business. 2008.
Goodbye to the Greens. Howard, thank you very much. Let's see. Mark in Westfield. You're on WNYC. Hi, Mark. Were you paying attention in 2008?
Yeah, I was trying to pay attention.
Okay. Now, we're on Ted Kennedy here, so I'm going to give you a Ted Kennedy bonus question. When Ted Kennedy was first sick, he asked Barack Obama to fill in for him, giving the commencement address at what regional, sort of regional to us, university?
At what regional university?
What university? I'll say it's in the tri-state area.
I'm sorry, Brian, can you repeat that one more time?
When Ted Kennedy first got sick during 2008, he asked Barack Obama to fill in for him, giving the commencement address at what university in the tri-state area?
That was NYU.
It was not NYU. Mark, thanks a lot for trying. Happy New Year. Ray in Brooklyn, do you know where Barack Obama gave that fill-in commencement address?
No, actually, I don't. Is that my one chance? Is that how we roll?
That's your one chance. That's how we roll.
All right, let's just say Columbia.
Columbia was a nice guess, but wrong. Brandon in Manhattan, we do retire the question if three people in a row can't answer it. It gets the too hard red sticker and put in the circular file. But which University in the tri-state area did Barack Obama fill in for Ted Kennedy at for a pretty well-covered commencement address? Any idea?
Hofstra?
Hofstra's a nice guess. They did hold the third presidential debate there, but the answer was Wesleyan. So, Brendan, happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
And Eric and Larchmont.
Yes.
Lucky you. You don't have to try to answer that question.
I would have been wrong. I had the wrong guess.
All right. But we have an audio question for you from the campaign. What personal question did John McCain not know the answer to when asked? The audio hint is he responded this way.
I think I'll have my staff get to you. I'll kind of tell you about that.
Okay,
I'll have them get to you. Okay, thanks.
Not a high point of the McCain campaign. What personal question was he not able to answer there?
How many homes does he own?
Absolutely right, which he later estimated at 7. Obama has received a lot of criticism for inviting Reverend Rick Warren to give the invocation at his upcoming inauguration. What is the name of Reverend Warren's church where Obama and McCain were both interviewed?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Very famous church now, but no, you're not gonna take a guess?
Could you repeat the question?
What's the name of Reverend Rick Warren's famous church where both Obama and McCain were interviewed on national television?
I know him. I know the church. But
all right,
nice
try. Happy New Year, Emily in Ossining. You know the Rick Warren Church?
Oh, I know it's in Southern California. No, I don't. Oh, I knew Wesleyan University. But...
oh. Okay, Josh and Troy are on WNYC. Hi, Josh.
Hello. Yeah.
Josh, thanks for calling. You're up in RPI land there.
I am, yeah. We're up in the theater right now.
In the theater? What? In the RPI theater?
Yeah, they just built this huge new arts complex, the Impact Center.
No kidding. So listen, what kind of a reputation does the president of RPI, Shirley Jackson, have on campus? This is not the news quiz question. This is I want to know, because she seems like an intriguing alternative to Caroline Kennedy for U.S. Senate. Is she popular on campus?
I'm actually not a student up here. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm just up here doing a residency. But from what I've heard from people, you know, she's put a lot of great money into the theater and into the space. So I think she's, a good presence.
Okay. All right. We're going to have to go through three questions, if you can get three right. Real quick here. In her reelection bid, North Carolina Senator Elizabeth Dole ran an attack ad implying that her opponent, Kay Hagan, was a what?
That her opponent, Kate Hagan, was... I don't know.
Okay, Josh. Enjoy your time in Troy. Chinny in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Chinny.
Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So in her reelection bid, North Carolina Senator Elizabeth Dole ran an attack ad implying that her opponent, Kay Hagan, was a what?
I think an atheist.
An atheist is right. Let's listen.
Godless Americans and Kay Hagan. She hid from cameras, took godless money. What did Hagan promise in return?
There is no God.
There you go. All right. Next question. We have to get two in a minute before we go to the news. Which former Democratic contender for president admitted this year that he'd had an extramarital affair in 06?
Oh.
Which?
I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Former Democratic contender for president in this year's primaries admitted that he'd had an extramarital affair in 2006. You don't remember. How could you forget this one?
I know. I'm just blanking.
It was John Edwards.
So long ago, of course.
John Edwards. He finally admitted. That's embarrassing, right?
I
thought that was the easy question in the sequence. He finally admitted to Charlie Gibson of ABC News that he had lied about the affair on the campaign trail, though he had told his wife about it, he says, back in 2006. Do you remember the first media organization to have broken that story way before the big papers and networks got on it?
NPR?
No. We Oprah, one of the big networks. No, it was the National Enquirer.
Oh, well.
And so we went, yeah, National Enquirer. And it turned out to be true. Jenny, thanks a lot for trying.
Right,
Happy New
thanks.
Year.
Bye.
And we'll do some more News Quiz Questions Part 2 next hour. Were you paying attention in 2008? Brian Lehrer on WNYC.